everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Shoe Podcast, the only sneaker podcast that is kicking off season six. Yay!
Hey.
Back
six,
for another
six.
Hang on, the devil's listening to you now.
I did.
If you
it
don't
twice.
Know,
Uno reverse.
I'm your co-host Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host Tanner Young.
Man, it is good to be back. It was nice to take a break all at the same time. So I kind of, you know, I miss doing this, but it was nice for us to just have a month to like be friends without a commitment and an obligation every week. So that was cool. But here we are back again.
New year. Same me.
Okay. No New Year's resolution for you?
I'm not going to keep it.
Hey, know yourself. At least you know yourself. That's good for you.
Can't fail if you don't set a goal.
Yeah. Well, I went ahead and I wrote down like a few goals that we have for the year, but none of them are resolutions of like, I got to do this every day. Or, you know, like here's a big lifestyle change. Cause sometimes that can be a little too much at once, but we got some goals put down for the year. So that's good. Right. Directionally correct. And to keep us on track here and on brand, I got some sneaker goals, some sneaker intentions for the year here. And let me tell you, you and I haven't really talked about it again, because like we spent a month just being friends and not talking about sneakers for a minute, which was very nice. But already so far, February 7th, as of the day of recording, bought 3 pairs of shoes this year and sold. I think I've sold 4 or 5 already. We're doing a rotation here, right? Out with the old, in with the new. So January, we normally take off because it's a pretty slow month for sneakers. There's really not much coming out, not much to talk about. February has picked up quickly, at least in my book here. So I'm excited to sit down and talk about some of the releases.
I'm looking now. I'm ready to look.
I know. Have you been looking, or has nothing really caught your eye so far?
Nothing. I am literally just waiting for Reimagined Black Toes.
Buckle up. I hear those are coming much later in the year. So we're going to have several dud months here while I kind of carry the load. And you just sit there scrolling ahead. You're like the kid who read ahead in class.
100%. I'm counting the spots. What's my paragraph?
Yeah.
I don't care about the story.
You start rehearsing it ahead of time. Yeah. We were all that kid in class. Yeah.
Cause I'm not stuttering on a big word out your mind.
And if you do, if you ever did after rehearsing it all that time, I beat myself up twice as hard at that moment, you know,
Not happen.
Yeah.
Speaking of words.
Yep.
Ryan, what's the word? Okay. For when you have an interest that's like very, very like small, not like the thing is small, but like no one's really into it. Like not a lot of people.
Oh, gotcha. You're trying to see how I pronounce it more so?
Yeah.
I most of the time say niche, but I feel like if I'm saying like someone has a niche.
Like, I have 30-something years, 32. I'm 32. Yeah. I'm 32. 32 years living. I have never heard someone say niche until today.
Yeah, it's one of those things where like most of the time I would say niche, or I might use like, would I say that's someone's niche? No, I'd probably say that's someone's niche. I've found myself occasionally saying niche in some sort of context or where it falls in the sentence, but 90% of the time niche. No, but you came across a rare niche today.
That was my day.
The whole day?
I ruined? Pretty much shut down the whole day.
Shut down?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I was like, I'm not working today. I just found out that there's a different way to say this word.
I found out I work with a monster, true life, and I lived it.
Yeah.
Well,
so my niche moment today.
Well, let's get back to our niche here, our sneakers.
Let's do it.
I'm looking forward to, if there's nothing that's really caught your eye so far, there's been plenty that's caught my eye so far in this month. I'm looking forward to trying to get you to drink the Kool-Aid that I am so clearly bathing in at this point.
It don't take much.
So
I'm pretty thirsty.
Drink up, boys. February sneaker releases. Going to start off with two that have already happened. By the time we're recording this episode, first one being the Jordan 3 Craft Ivory. Nothing crazy here, but I just thought that this was a clean, good looking sneaker. And especially, you know what it's going to be. I like this little shadow element on the tongue here that like you kind of get,
I see that
double Jordans there. Come on. Where is it? No hero shot of the back tab. Season 6 off to a rough start. Hang on. We're scrolling. Yeesh. Here we go.
There it is.
Why can't we be friends? Por que no los dos? You get the Jumpman and the Nike Air on the back. How are you feeling about it?
Well, you know, they know which one means more because they put it on the outside.
Well, hang on. And here's the thing about that. So it's normally Nike Air, right? But they, the Air is on the outside with the Jumpman.
Yeah.
So they're trying to, they're really trying to like appease everyone here, right? You like one or the other, we give you a little bit of each, and they're both kind of on the outside, but both kind of on the inside.
This isn't a whole Reese's thing. It's like, what about if we put together chocolate and peanut butter?
Yeah.
This is kind of like, this is pretty much where it's like, ooh, I want some candy. And then like you're at that friend's house and they're like, oh yeah, no, go check the pantry. But it's all like vegan candy. And it's like, this isn't Reese's. This is Richard's. And it don't taste good.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what makes candy taste good, but it's the sugar.
It's the sugar every time. Yeah.
So when you take it out, so I don't know about this, you know, I'm just like, I get it. Just do one or the other.
Okay. But overall, how do you feel about this release?
It's a white Jordan 3.
I mean, I think it's definitely one of the better colorways they've done recently. Like there's been some pretty big duds. It's not mind blowing to me, but this definitely for me falls in that category of like, if you don't already have a Jordan 3 or like you're really starting your sneaker collection, this would be a great one to add. It's very clean. Oh, it could go with a lot, you know?
Yeah. Or, hey, did you miss out on the Jordan 3 Reimagined? There you go.
Reimagined. Like really, really use your imagination on this one, you know? The Jordan 3 pondered.
Pondered. Yeah.
The Jordan 3 contemplated right here. The what if.
There you go. Let me tell you what, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinking the Kool-Aid, all I can see, I see the bubble so tiny. I want big bubble.
Have you seen?
I want bubble anything. I want big bubble everything.
I want big bubble everything. Real quick, I'm going to come back to it. I have such a stand now of the undefeated Air Terra Humara that I'm mad at myself. Yeah. It should have been my sneaker of the year last year. It should not have been the big bubble. I just want to, I don't want to rewrite history because I don't think we have a bad history of doing that. Hey, but I just want to go on the record. Oh, trust me, it's already up there.
I saw it.
No, anyone who follows us knows. Anyone who follows us is like, why doesn't Tanner ever get the login? Tanner has the password. He could go post whatever, but I got a chokehold on that cargo colorway coming out. It's not coming out in February. Well, you're not going to hear me talk about it a lot more today, but once it eventually hits that calendar, you could book 90% of that episode to that one.
Look, I've got the Reimagined. You've got that. And we've all
got something to look forward to, which is more exciting, I think, than we could say at this point last year, honestly.
I would agree.
Talking about other big releases that happened before today in the month of February, for the Grammys, they did a, as Sneaker News calls it, a super limited run. That is not wrong.
Super.
On the Travis Scott Jordan brand Jumpman Jack, his first signature silhouette with Jordan brand here. And, you know, we've kind of been looking at like leaks and teases and whatevers of these for a while, but they are finally here now. What are your thoughts on these before I start getting in the weeds of opinions here? I already see you shaking your head, so go ahead.
The most boring shoe that I think I could see. It being a signature is very weird. I mean, good. I mean, there's something new.
Yeah.
So for that, I'm like, hey, that's cool. And I'm really into it. I don't know if it's the colorway. I don't know if it's the silhouette.
I don't know if it's the colorway that we've seen three times now on past Jordan releases or what.
It does kind of look like a performance, like a basketball shoe. So, I mean, there's that. I don't know. It just doesn't, it's kind of, it reminds me of you know, like the Billie Eilish shoe. I'm just like, oh, okay, this is her shoe, or this is supposed to be a bit. I'm just like, I don't really see it. To me, it just seems, I mean, the Jumpman's cool. I like the little things, you know, that they did with him on the tongue.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
feel like strap over the toe is going to be the big polarizing point on these. Like generally strap on the toe seems to be kind of divisive among like sneaker fans of whether they like it or not, you know?
Yeah. And it just, I don't know. I just don't, I don't really, I just don't get it, I guess.
I think
old man on the porch.
Well, yeah. Shaking fist at clouds.
yeah. Something like that.
I feel like it is a fairly unoffensive shoe. Like it's not that out there to where you could really love it or hate it. I just feel like you could love it for it being like clean and tied to Travis Scott if you want. But in terms of like beyond that, I'm like, yeah, it, you know, I think we've seen lots of bad signature silhouettes, and you know, Travis Scott is not a Kanye to where he's like, he's got an eye for design. I think this to me is kind of like, you know, a little bit different from like a Jordan or a Dunk, but not that much different, you know, like you can definitely just see like that DNA in there at the core of it. So I don't know. It's one of those things where, again, like it does not excite me, but from the man who brought you 50 Shades of Brown comes an uninteresting take on a sneaker. It's like, I'm not shocked Pikachu over here, you know?
Yeah. And then who knows? They may put a colorway on this and I'm just like, hey, that one got me.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big fan of straps like on shoes. So anything like that, I'm kind of like, I'm not really super stoked about. I'm not really that into. So I think almost worse than almost the more harmful or hurtful to hear than being like, I don't like this shoe, it doesn't look good, is that's pretty middle of the road.
Yeah. And again, that's that the thing, is that, like, if it's not polarizing, if people don't love it or hate it, but they're just like, oh, that's even like less of a reaction to it. Yeah. Same things I do like about it. I like that they went with canvas on it, you know, always a fan of canvas there. And
yeah,
it's not a bad shoe, but it's just not a interesting shoe either, I don't think. I agree. Whatever, you know, like super limited release. Sure. Make less.
Cool.
Even I'm not too stressed about it.
Even hey, that's I'm all for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make less.
Sure. And then last one I want to talk about before we get to the calendar here. These actually dropped today. The Nike Zoom Vomero 5 in the light or wood. Nothing crazy here, because you know, like Vomero 5, not a brand new silhouette they're bringing out, but one of the cleaner colorways they've done in a while, and baby's first pair of Vomero 5s.
Oh, so look at that.
I've been wanting to pick up a pair of Vomeros for a while now, but so far up until now, I feel like a lot of the colorways have either been like, this is not New Balance gray, but it's but it's gray.
It's close.
Or it's like close. Here's Power Rangers red. Here's like, you know, Smurf blue. Mm. And I'm like, I don't need that. And I already have enough that's this neutral. Yeah. So I want something kind of more subtle. And so this has been it for me. So I literally just got these today, but I've been wearing them all day. And let me tell you specifically, Tanner, I know you just picked up the Huarache Runner for your work shoe. And you're probably going to wear that until you can't wear that anymore. Would highly recommend a pair of Vomero 5s for your next one. They are
really
the hype behind the comfort of them is real. Now, granted, again, it's only been one day, but like have been wearing these all day because this has been kind of part of my, like I was saying earlier in the episode, my goals for 2024 is like, I want to try more new silhouettes. I looked at my closet and I have 8 pairs of Jordan 1s and I'm like, think we're good. I don't think I need another pair of Jordan 1s right now. But some variety. That. Yeah. Well, says that, check me in 30 days, but, but I want some variety in terms of silhouettes and different stuff just to try something new. You know, it's kind of getting bored with what I already got and more of the same. So anyways, I like these.
Very nice.
Anything you want to add to the Vomero 5 or even this colorway in particular? Do you like the Vomero 5 in general?
It's a decent, silhouette. Let me tell you what, watch out with some khakis.
Okay? Oh,
these and khakis, stack them up.
I just might work at Staples. Yep, you might have to catch me.
Watch out now. Yeah, I think with this, I feel like their market is more of kind of like how you said, like kind of where New Balance was, where it's like, I'm going to have a lot of just very, very neutral colors, grays, browns, taupes, you know, things like that.
My issue up until now has been like, they do that and then they go, but here's a little bit of like silver reflective panel on it. And I'm like, no, I don't need, I've gone on the record so many times of saying, I don't need Y2K runner aesthetics with like bright silver metallic panels on it. So when I finally saw this one, I was like, thank you.
Yeah. I just need a, just a like muted. And I think that's what it is. It like this, like, silhouette and colorway is very much like, hey, I'm a dad.
Yeah.
Okay. And I make pretty good change. I like sneakers, but I'm not, I don't need the loudness. Okay. Listen. I want something that is going to go with a lot of outfits. I'm going to get my money's worth and gosh darn it. I'm going to feel comfortable.
I'm not afraid to admit I'm not 22 anymore. That's basically the shoe. It's like, right. I need some comfort. I want a little bit of hype, but I'm not here to keep pretending like I'm 22.
Yeah. This is the shoe you go to whenever you text and be like, hey, what are we doing today? How long are we standing?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm putting these on.
I'm going to get comfy. Yeah, so.
I'm putting these on.
I'm looking forward to seeing if these can end up being kind of a daily for me.
I do like the almost like exoskeleton look that they have.
Yeah, yeah. With like both in like the midfoot and on the heel. Like exactly, you get that same element, but like done differently.
Yeah. So I do like that. I think that is really good, honestly. And yeah, the big selling point to me now is like, hey,
I'm not getting any younger.
You could wear these all day. You want to put 8K steps a day in?
Yeah.
Grab these. I'm like, hold on, 8K steps.
Yep.
They're working good. I'm like, yo, you sold me.
Got me there. All right. So let's go ahead. We're going to start scrolling through the calendar of releases for this month. I'll kind of grab any that jump out to me, but as we're going through anything that catches your eye, please let me know and I'll click in on it here. Let's see. They've been doing a lot of good Dunk Low colorways lately, like some of the suede ones that have come out. And then like, this is kind of, you know, whatever, plain and basic, but like, that's a nice clean wearable colorway.
I like that. I am all for, let's saturate the dunk market. Let's get some real good GRs out there.
Yeah. I think the hype is pretty done on it. Which is great if you want to just get them to wear them.
That's what I'm saying. I think right now, I think we are settling into a very good start collection.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, I think we're in a real, this could be a good year for, hey, I want to add, you know, some bulk. I want to add some rotation. I want to get a good collection going. I think you're going to have some good ones this year.
We could do and should do a whole episode on that at like towards the beginning of this year on like a little bit of a throwback. The current state of the Shunion here, because I was talking to some of the guys at Politics about that today, and I think we're at a really good place in sneakers right now, but I'd be curious to talk about it more with you and get your thoughts on it.
I'm all about it. Here we go.
New Balance Gray. You love to see it. The Air Pegasus 2K5. If you really want to lean in on, like I want spicy Monarchs, like
that's 100% what I was thinking.
I knew he wanted second colorway of the Lunar Rome. In your opinion, better or worse than the first?
Like 1 point, like a 1A, 1B. You know what I mean? That's what I'm feeling.
Is this A or B?
Probably B.
I'm gonna say you can't tell me it's like that. Then tell me not. Which
probably
one
B? I'd say 1B. I'd say 1B. But I love it. I'm so hyped. This honestly will, I don't think I will probably end up picking up these.
The first colorway.
Maybe not this, but maybe the first colorway.
The first colorway, I haven't tracked resale, but it, secondhand kind of watching it, I think it flew off the sneakers app way quicker than I was thinking. Like, I think there was a lot more hype behind it than I thought there would be for just like Nike's new casual running model. You know, like I did not think people were going to take to it that well, but I think people really did.
Yeah. I got the sneakers alert.
Yep. So I think I like the general colorway of the first one more, but I like that this one does not have the dirtied midsoles on it.
That is nice.
I like an aged midsole. I like a cream midsole. I don't like the streaks of fake dirt on it midsole.
And that's fair.
I feel you. More dunks. Again, good ones for Valentine's Day this year. Let's see. Got some Reeboks. There's a funny Puma coming up somewhere in here. The Nike, this line I've been seeing.
Yeah.
The Flyknit Bloom and the Air Max Flyknit Venture. 1000% looking like something from the ISPA line, you know, like,
yeah.
And that's what struck me as odd was that this is under the Nike Air Max stuff, but there's also one that is bubbling up. This one, this disgusting one, the Flyknit Haven that, you know, somewhere between ACG and ISPA, it kind of looks like, you know, but just what's that? What's the name for that phobia where like sort of that bubbly texture like gets under your skin?
I don't know, but
you know, like the phobia I'm talking about. Yeah,
I've got it now.
Self-diagnosed right here, doc. Yeah.
Vape stands.
Vape and Stan Smiths, as always.
Oh, ACG.
The John one. The ACG Air Explorade. I think there's another colorway of this coming out that I like a little bit more. That cream one, which this silhouette in general, I'm not really sure if I'm loving to begin with. This is not something I'm itching to pick up, but
it's very much like, yo, you were going on a little hike.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I was texting you the other day. Oh, what's the model they're doing right now? That's like the mid top. Looks like a hiking boot, 1000%. That's,
yeah.
Keeping my eyes on those. That could end up in the closet soon. Dunklow Dusty Olive, which I feel like they just did this one like a year or two ago.
It looks super familiar.
It's like,
this is a good look.
Isn't it the Ugly Duckling pack? I don't remember.
Maybe.
Interesting. I don't know. Let's see. These have been the talk of the town. The Air Force One Low Chinese New Year. Because this is a pretty small run, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. Or is it just very expensive? It's very expensive. They're $365. $1 for every day of the year. If you saved a dollar every day this year, you could buy these shoes. Actually, you would have more because it's a leap year.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
One extra dollar in your pocket.
I know. That would cover the tax on it. Yep. So very ornate. I mean, like,
they're pretty,
very fancy looking here. So they're good on you pretty. If you're getting a pair of these. Did they, I like that the print continues down through the midsole there. That actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, sure enough.
It's very nice. Enough. Yeah. What do we get? What else do we get? Okay. That's a good looking one.
That's pretty.
$400 for a pair. I was wondering if you got to see these yet. This is a new silhouette for Nike this year. The Air Max Plus Drift. Very much kind of falls in like the Tuned Air family.
Okay, maybe that's why I was like, this looks like something that already exists.
It looks a lot like the Tuned Air stuff, but I've seen these in person at Politics and Ruckus, and I'm normally not a big like Tuned Air guy. These look kind of cool. Bad. I really like this cage. It's a matte finish, so it's like it's very flat looking, and then the brown outline like kind of like just, I don't know how to like even say it, but just like it gives it a very cool like flat finish to the top and then this gradient pattern underneath it here.
This is strictly for the fashion heads.
This is definitely like,
this is strictly for, I've got a cropped tee, I've got a cropped jacket, I'm wearing baggy paint parachute
fit.
Pants.
Paint the fit.
Baggy parachute pants.
Okay. Piercings.
Okay. Minimal,
but
not
tasteful.
Not needed. Layers.
White gold or yellow gold?
Yellow.
Okay. Yellow. I wondered if I lost you there for a minute. I have my eyes closed. Layers. Yeah. Layers.
Shirts. Okay. Jackets.
Onions.
Baggy pants.
Yeah.
Rope belt. This is fashion, dudes.
Yeah.
This is strictly for your fashion heads. This is. But if you're not posting, get ready with me.
Now, what do you think?
TikToks or, you know.
What do you think about this image here with the tall socks and the sweatpants? Is this not doing any favors? Oh, this is on brand.
This is fashion.
Okay, this is fashion. Got you.
This is fashion.
So sorry.
I know you pan up from this. It's ridiculous. It's going
yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
This is a thrifted, very vintage but it doesn't look like that.
Okay.
I want to look like I'm not trying, and I've spent a lot of time and money to make it look
very
like
calculated.
Extremely. Extremely.
All that said, I think this is the first colorway that they did on this new silhouette. Looks really good in person. Would recommend checking them out.
I like the little ombre effect that they have. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. It also is very like, it is very 70s, like this colorway. So
they very much, I think, in my opinion, fumbled on the next two colorways here of like, you know,
that's tough. That's hard. That's a hard,
Lost it.
That one is like a, yo, I really love Cardi.
This is very much the, like, the current thing going on, you know, but yeah, this, the slime, I mean, colorway.
If your niche is Hot Wheels, you're going to love that
one. Right. Exactly. KD4 Galaxy's coming back. I know that's a big thing for a lot of people. Not for me. I was not in that era of wearing performance basketball sneakers with cargos.
But we're happy for you.
Yeah, we're happy, dude, for you. Thrilled for you.
Okay, here's the thing. Don't say you like wearing performance basketball shoes if you're not putting them on with the khaki joggers.
Gotta be the khakis.
You know it was a hit. You know it was a hit. Bring it
Everyone
back.
Everyone was doing it. Yep.
Bring it back.
A lot of stuff around All-Star Weekend. That's Queen fine. Conch. Fans screaming at us in the comments for scrolling past performance basketball shoes.
Sorry.
Stay mad in the comments. Sorry. That's okay. That's
you don't want to know my 3-point percentage. It's unbelievably low.
They won't talk about the All-Stars, but you know they're going to focus on the Cheetos and Puba collab for a minute. This
is okay, but wild suede
stuff. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the Scoot Zero here, but just like when you want to talk about like collabs that I don't know that they needed to happen. You know,
now that I'm for,
I feel like Chester,
I want this shoe just for the hang tag.
I feel like Chester Cheetah is one of the most memed mascots, you know, like I feel like he's not truly cool. Like, I feel like he gets like memed cool a lot. You know, I feel like he's kind of like the Guy Fieri of mascots where it's like, we're laughing at him more so than with him, you know?
And now you got me. Gotcha. Yeah. Who would be the funny mascot, though? It's not Tony, like, the Tiger.
Truly funny that we're laughing with them.
Is it the Trix Bunny? I feel like he's more of your playing the joke on.
Yeah, or like Tony the Tiger is a pretty good one. Tony's like cool. Like, you know, like well, we get along
look
with
up
Tony.
To him.
Right, exactly.
You look up to him.
Yeah.
But he is definitely like, you know, narking on you. Like, he saw you smoking cigarettes before school and he's telling like
he and the Dare Lion are very hand in hand. Yeah. He and the Dare Lion go back. Yeah.
I think they wouldn't be. But they for sure are. Yeah.
First colorway of the book one here. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the book one at all, but this has been kind of a sore subject amongst sneakerheads because the first colorway they did on these, remember like that orangish looking one? And I think they only dropped it in Miami for around like Art Basel. Can we get a picture? Sneaker News. Okay. Well, do your job so we don't have to. Sorry.
I thought they were just upset because it's just a bad looking shoe.
Well, here's the thing. And that's a whole other contention point.
Good Fans, God. How many pull tabs is that?
A million. Like a book. Pages in a book. That's there you go. You'll get there. Let me paint the picture for you. Fans have been upset because he's been wearing this silhouette for a while. And it's his first one. But there hasn't been a proper big general release of these. There was a release of that first colorway that was like an orangish one, but I think that was just at Art Basel in Miami. And since then, he's just been wearing player exclusives in games, but his player exclusives have all been modeled after like past Nike Grails, you might call them. So there was like one inspired by Shattered Backboards, one that was maybe like Air Max 95 neon colorway. I don't remember all of them. So fans have just been like getting mad and impatient, basically, of like, hey, how about like, can we wear your new signature silhouette? So I think this is the first one that's coming out that's going to actually be widely available. Devin Booker, I think, actually commented on Instagram on the situation at one point. And he was like, yeah, a lot of people are mad that they can't get them. And we're like, but I didn't know how to read that. It's like, Devin, are you saying you're one of those people? Or are you just talking about the crowd?
Yeah.
Anyways, I think to me, a bit lackluster that the first official colorway they come out with is pretty plain.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
What is going on with that? I feel like we saw that with Adidas, Fear of God.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, that's kind of on board. That's kind
that's
of
on brand for Fear of God. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, we just saw the Travis got one. I'm like, so this is your new one. And I'm like, white and brown. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Devin Booker, they're like, what about sand and brown?
Yeah.
Sand and gray.
Well, let me see.
Oh, you don't want to do anything more than that.
Let's do this real quick. Hang on. Hold, please.
Held.
So you remember this first one? Do you remember looking at this one?
Oh. Cannot say that. I don't pay much attention to performance.
That's and this one, that brings me back to that point. The book one has kind of been the talk lately because this is Nike's attempt to do their thing where it's like, we want to have a performance, a signature performance basketball silhouette that people are also wearing casually daily in lifestyle wear. You know, like they're trying to, Jordan 1 is like the lightning in a bottle they're trying to recapture.
Sure.
And they tried to do that with Jerry Lorenzo with the Fear of God collaborations. That was the whole reason they brought him on board. They felt like people weren't wearing their performance stuff casually. And then he does the Fear of God 1, which is like a little, you know, a little high end to wear even daily casually, but also I don't know if it hit the strides of performance basketball. He's now trying to do that same thing with Adidas. And anyways, Nike's now trying to do it with Devin Booker, which I think so far is their best attempt yet at like, this looks like
it looks more.
I think this leans heavier on the casual daily wear side rather than the performance basketball side. I just don't know that they're ever going to hit that perfect stride again, like you will with the Jordan lineup, you know, like ones through 14s, call it, of like, it was high performance tech at the time it came out, but also people wearing it casually. I think you're just at a point now where performance tech is so good that it's not meant for daily wear. Whereas mid 84, you're like, it's a leather shoe with a rubber sole. Sure, I could wear that daily too, you know?
Yeah.
But that was like, the best they had.
Just made a shoe.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. I mean, I will say, yeah, for this, I mean, it looks more like just a casual shoe rather than a KD, a Kyrie, a LeBron, where that is very much like, oh yeah, this not only looks like a basketball shoe, but it feels like a basketball shoe. Mm-hmm. So this may at least have the others, but.
To your point, though, of like this being kind of a plain colorway and the Jumpman Jack being kind of a plain colorway and, you know, the Adidas Fear of God stuff, even though that's very much their color palette, I feel like we're kind of also seeing that in sneakers right now where it's like you're getting wild and crazy colorways on like the New Balance 1906s or like, you know, all that stuff that like, again, I call Power Rangers, I think you call Hot Wheels colorway, where it's like tons of slammed bright primary colors and like metallic, like silver and stuff like that. I feel like that's happening a lot more on the Y2K runners. And then this stuff that is kind of the more like, you know, like traditional old school sneakerhead stuff is just kind of staying safe and playing it in that lane. At least I feel like that's kind of what I'm seeing lately.
Yeah. And that could just be, you know, maybe the mid, like,
where we're at.
Most of the OGs are definitely, they're older.
They're right.
They're 30, 40 plus.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to want, like you said, like a all bright blue neon yellow shoe. I need my hopes.
Yeah, right. I applaud whoever can get that fit off. I'm not that guy. I know I'm dressed like a peep right now, but that's in the sweater. That's not in my focus.
That's just a hoodie.
That's just a hoodie. Yeah.
Hoodies are different.
All right, so more of the AE ones. Bad Bunny doing another Adidas shoe. I feel like, you know, maybe these are hitting for some people. I feel like Bad Bunny is not the collaborator that Adidas hoped for and needed right now. He's not their Batman.
Yeah, no.
We got the
Nightwing.
Jound.
Hey.
New Balance. Okay, this was another one that I saw and kind of made me think of you, and I don't know why, but it kind of did. But Bodega and the Saucony Grid Shadow 2, I feel like it's, you know, it's again, we got the earth tone vibes here. Can we get a thank you? Earth tone vibes, but a little wild, a little out there, a little funky with the textures. I feel like the Bodega collaborations have been hitting with you lately.
I will agree with that. Yeah. I will agree with that. I am, especially last year.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. Cause I mean, not that I would say I was pretty neutral with Bodega.
Yeah.
Up until last year. I mean, yeah. I mean, it is pretty wild, but I think it hits really. I'm a big fan of just the mix matching of patterns.
The patterns and all the different textures, you know?
Like yes. Yeah.
Different materials there. Yeah.
Correct.
Look at that.
That's
so fun. Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, with my sneaker of the year, last year, big fan of those earthy tones. So kind of like how, like what you were saying with like a very, like seeing a lot of like the creams and the tans and things like that. Might just be me Being an old fart. But let me tell you what.
Let me tell you, looking good.
Also love these laces.
Yeah, this one, laces. This one, for whatever reason, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, this makes me think of you.
It is just nothing but texture on that bad boy.
Yeah.
It's great. It is good looking. But yeah, I agree. I have definitely been hit with Bodega. Ayo,
foams. Eggplant's coming back.
Ayo.
And then now we kind of get into like general February.
There's like, do you wish Galaxies would be back?
Well, aren't Galaxies are supposed to be coming back?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what actually happens. This is another good colorway on the Vomero 5. And then I think, don't look. Don't look. That's March.
Spoil it.
What is this? Oh, thank you. Well,
listen,
it looks interesting down there, and I'd love to tell you more about it, but I'm sorry, we can't. Looking specifically at the Jordan brand side of things, gratitude.
Cleat.
If you just got it for Christmas and you've been playing football in them, but you're like, I just wish it was a cleat. There you go. Now you can have it.
There you go. Jalen Hurts, you're mad that he's on the Super Bowl? Well, where is you?
There you go. White and gold, they have these at Politics. The guys there were joking. They were like, they kind of been sitting, but like, you know, some LSU or Saints fan is about to come in here and pick these up. So like, those are for them, I think. Luka twos. Oh, how can we not talk about it? This is probably the
reimagined.
This is probably the biggest one of February. One of the biggest ones of the year. I'm sure it's going to end up on people's sneaker of the year list.
Which is crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Just a leather bred four.
And here's the thing is that I'm not here to say it's great and you need it. And especially if you already have bred fours, which you particularly do, you absolutely don't need it. But I will say, from having seen them in person, they are not as bad as I've been thinking they're going to be. I still don't think we need them. I'll put it out there, but
I mean, I'm not mad that they're a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been a thing. I am a little bit like, I guess not in awe, but something along those lines of how much these have gotten talked about.
Yeah.
Cause I'm just like, everyone, it's just a bread four with like leather.
But isn't it also kind of like, it's also kind of crazy. And I think this has to go with like, this speaks to like just how short the attention span and things are moving so quickly in sneakers. Like, we got OG bred fours with Nike Air on the back.
Not long ago.
5 years ago when we started this podcast, that was like literally one of the first episodes we did. Unfortunately, they have since shot up in price. I think as a result of fours being so hot, and when The Last Dance came out, that really did it. So I understand that for a lot of people, especially people who are like very new to the hobby, this is their first chance to kind of even get that feeling.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But still, like, if you've been at this for a minute and if you've loved bred fours for more than 5 years, like, this should not be mind blowing to you. But again, surprisingly better than surprisingly was more okay with them than I thought I would be from seeing them.
And yeah. I mean, because you go with an all leather shoe, you're like, I don't know how this is going to look. Is this going to look a lot of like just like a school shoe?
Well, it's funny though, because like I was talking to the guy, I saw it at Lavish Life. Shout out the guys over there. And I was talking to them about it, and I was like, it's funny how, you know, the Blacksmith Jordan 3 were like, love that shoe. Grail shoe. You said on their interview, if I could only wear one shoe all day, it would be this one. And then you see this one, you're like, oh, it's covered in all leather. And you're like, well, the Blacksmith 3 is covered in all leather. I'm like, yeah, but, and I don't know but it's different, you know?
I mean, yeah. I mean, but it being covered in all leather is not the, I guess, the gross part.
Yeah.
Or the part, it is just like, I was just like, it's just a bread four that's a leather bread four. So that to me is like, again, I'm like, yeah, the bread four, I think, is a very iconic shoe.
Of course.
I think if you would be like, name one four, I feel like 9 out of 10 people are gonna be like four. Bread four.
Yeah.
Bread fours.
Yeah.
I was just like, it's just all leather. I guess maybe because it's like, oh, we haven't had a bread four opportunity in 5 years.
Yeah.
and that I could see people, but it seems like people are just like, oh, this is the bread forward. I'm just like, this seems very weird to me.
To me, it's like, I get if you want to be excited about it. I feel like this does not need to be in the conversation for sneaker of the year, but just the fever pitch at which I see people online excited about this one makes me think in 10 months, we're going to be talking about it, yeah. You know?
And I guess maybe that's my thing with it is just like, yeah, it's a bread four. I think it's an iconic shoe. Like, it's great. I just didn't. I am, I guess, taken back by, like you said, the amount of attention it's getting. I'm just like, it's just a leather bread four.
The last good thing I'll say about it here is that I'm pretty sure the tongue tab on the back of these is more rubbery like the SB Jordan 4s. Because that was my thing, and it still is my thing about wearing 4s. Like, that back tab is pretty plasticky. Like, if you're not wearing the right socks for it, prepare for a day. I think this one's that softer, rubbery leather that can actually bend pretty easily. So I think these will be a comfier wear. I don't know for sure. I think they share the same rework shape of the Nike SB Jordan 4 that's a little bit more generous in the proportions than a standard Jordan 4. So I think it's going to be a comfier wear for sure.
Well, that's nice.
But if you already own Bred Jordan 4s, you do not need to also buy this. Yeah. I'm going to stand by that.
You're good.
That might be the last big thing from Jordan Brand to talk about for this month. Clean.
Yeah.
And March. Don't look. No screen peeking. Okay. Checking Kicks on Fire now to see if they've got anything that we might have missed on. These, come on, guys. Also, Kicks on Fire website lately has been kind of slow to load.
There you go. These, I forgot about those.
Come on. We do not need that cracked logo on the end. Is just like that for me. I don't know why it puts this over the edge.
I kind of like it. I kind of like the crack. Here's the thing I don't like. I don't like the midsole.
The chalky white.
You know, but New Balance was like, wait, hold on. So y'all like vintage? Thing.
Yeah.
Y'all like vintage? To me, let me tell you what, some art student, pop off.
Yeah.
Some art student about to like, or I feel like there's a ton of people who are like, I just did that. I just bought these and that's just how they look.
Yeah.
Years.
It's ripped jeans, you know, like it's not.
It is. Different. Yeah.
Yeah,
it is the ripped jeans. I am Paul on the porch.
Another colorway of the Fear of God Athletics one. Shocking, it's in their color palette, you know, but not bad. Looks fine.
Like taupe.
More of the Valentine's releases coming out. Let's see, I'm scanning All Star stuff. Reebok Question. There's the Bred 4s.
Oh, that's a good women's Air Max.
I saw this one earlier. I forgot what the little detail or story. Oh, it's a Valentine's one. So you get a little heart right there. What else do we get with this one? Good colorway.
Yeah, I'm not mad at this one. Oh, look at that. Wow. That's cute.
It's a good one. It's a clean colorway. Oh, but mini swoosh on the toe. Hang on. Mini swoosh in the little heart. Inside the little heart.
It's hidden.
Stay true.
They can't
stay true to the brand.
They can't not do it. They can't not over.
It's like that meme of the kid in class that's like holding a cough with the vein out of his forehead. And it's like Nike execs in the boardroom not putting the mini swoosh.
It really is. Oh, the Naruto Crocs.
Oh, I forgot about that. Right next to the SpongeBob Crocs. Do you think Naruto fans get upset when you're like, oh yeah, like they're coming out at the same time as the SpongeBob Crocs? They're like, no, it's different.
Nah, I feel like it's
one of the same. I feel like strap on the back. Whoa.
Yeah, now you gotta go the other one. The other one is even crazier. It's like poofy and
even why do you know so much about these but not like the book one, you know? I get it, performance basketball. You don't have to answer that, but I just find
because there's funny. A shuriken sticking out of this thing. Okay.
Show me also, the clip of Devin Phoenix Booker Suns. Running like the Naruto. Yeah.
It's the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah. Yeah, this one kind of crazy too. The little pouches on the back, carry all your accessories.
It ain't gonna be deodorant.
Naruto fans crying in comments right now. And then last one, the Awake New York and Jordan Airship, if this is actually a thing. And I don't know. This is another one of those ones where it's like, no one seems to know anything about them. So it's like, are they both red? I don't know. Is one red, one blue? I don't know. So stay tuned, see what we find out.
They should do the Pokemon route.
Oh, that'd be cute.
One set's red, one set's blue.
Lance Mountain who?
Squeeze you out of more money.
There you go. All right. I think that is going to do it, though. I think those are all of our most notable sneaker releases from February. So leave a comment down below if you made it this far in the video. Let us know what sneaker release in February are you most looking forward to. Tanner, out of everything we just covered, if you had to pick one that you were most anticipating or excited about.
Naruto Crocs.
Naruto Crocs, unironically? More than the Bodega Sauconys?
Poofy strap.
This man can't resist.
No, of course it's the Bodegas. Okay. Again, like I said, the amount of different textures that they have on that is really good. I like the light rope lace kind of look like that they have for that one too. So that
I know what they're doing.
That's a really good look. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just all aboard the Bodega train right now, which, I mean, obviously isn't I think there's a lot of people who are already right there. Now. So I'm kind of, I'm just running next to the train trying to hop on. Okay. I'll get there.
Okay.
There. What about you? Okay. It's the month of love. Oh, well, there you go.
I didn't know you were going to give me such a beautiful setup there, but, It is these for sure. There's one more release that I don't know when it's going to be happening, but I'm pretty excited about it. And then there is the next, I'm telling you, that olive colorway of the undefeated Air Terra Humara. When it comes out, when we get the release date, we will be talking.
It is a good colorway.
So good.
I mean, the colors are like just.
That's one of the
big fan.
That's one of the shoes I bought is the brown and white colorway of it that came out last year that I was such a big fan of. So I ended up buying those. I am waiting on those to come in.
I also saw that. Bought them beginning of this month?
Yeah, like I bought those, which I'm glad I did because
first or second.
Here we go back on my soapbox here. As soon as they started posting about the cargo colorway that's going to be coming out here, guess what happened to resale prices on the first? So I'm glad I bought them when I did. I'm also still pretty sure tinfoil hat. You're going to love this one. You love tinfoil hat time. The first two colorways they did, right? The black one and then the white and brown one sat on their website, right? Did not sell out.
Snooze.
I saw how the Air Forces went with Undefeated. They ended up going on sale at the outlet. So I'm like, fine. People don't want to pick up the Terra Humaros. Works for me. I'm going to wait till they go on sale and hit the outlets. Full size run sitting on Undefeated. Every day I'm sitting there. Maybe I should just do it. Maybe I shouldn't. Whatever. The next day I go in. Sold out. All sizes sold out. Tinfoil hat time. Here's where you come in. Reynolds entered the chat. I think they pulled all the stock so that it doesn't look like a flop ahead of the next colorway coming out. You can't drop the next collab and the last colorway you did still on this new silhouette still sitting. Not gonna. Tinfoil hat, call it, but. Agreed. I saw them go. I was
conspiracy.
Listen how crazy I'm talking. You know, I was checking their website every day. I saw them go from full size run, both colorways to sold out the next day. So best case scenario, they relaunch those alongside the new colorway and be like, surprise, we got some of the old one if y'all really loved it. But regardless, I got my pair on the way.
Yeah, I don't even think that's a conspiracy theory.
I think that's just facts.
Yeah, that's just facts. I mean, the conspiracy theory is, did we go to the moon? Facts are,
there are kids on the moon. Man, starting season 6 off with a throwback. I love it so much. There are kids up there. That is undeniable. Did we also go up there? Up for debate.
Yep. For the debate, you can ask Neil all you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But there is a badminton tournament going on in 8th grade PE on the moon right now.
They got Foursquare on the moon happening right as we speak.
You ever cherry bomb on the moon?
It goes so much higher because of the gravity. Because of the gravity. Thank you, everyone, for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast. You can find us online at shoepodcast.com or across all socials at Shoe Podcast, everywhere except for where we're not, except on Twitter. There's an account on Twitter at Shoe Podcast, and it's not us. And I've been trying for years now to get that handle, even though I don't want to tweet. I just want to own it. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
We'll flag them.
We have historically, and now you're on the spot, had a bit at the end of every episode where I give you the floor. And I guess we'll still have that, but boy, we probably should have discussed this, or you're locking in for a year now at What's the end of every episode. Thing? What is your thing? I think it was 2 years ago. I think it was season four. You had like a recommended purchase or like an item or it was typically a recommendation. And last year it was kind of just like give you the floor and he might do whatever he wants. Do you have any plans for this year? What your Tanner time at the end of the episode is going to be?
Tanner time. You know what I might do? It might also just be random things, but it might be like the first thing that came to my head was a do this more, do this less.
Love how you're sitting there talking like a tarot card reader in the corner. A vision that occurred to me just now. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So do this more rice and gravy.
Do this less.
Phone on the potty.
Okay. All right. I was waiting for it to be something like do this more rice and gravy, do this less arson. Just like, you know, like taking a big stand against crime.
I don't know. First episode, I'll have to think. I'll workshop it. I'll mull something over. Don't we lock me time. Into.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. That was wrong of me to put you on the spot like that.
Yeah. I may do, you know, some type of review. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. We'll see what he's got.
The Tanner Tuesday reviews, maybe.
Classic. All right. Once again, thank you everyone for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast. And thank you for joining us to kick off season 6. We got a lot of fun stuff planned for this one, especially next week. Next week should be coming back with a very fun one right out of the gates here with some very special guests. We're not going to say too much, but you'll see it when you see it. As always, I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
See you next week.